The museum is new. It was opened only some 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to the historic exhibition, there's also an interactive room that contains some, you know, fun games and sports simulators. And this is really new. It was opened recently.
But I understand that the museum used to be there for a while. I saw it a few years ago. So is something renovated, something new?
Yeah, yeah. The old exhibition was 30 years old. And we opened a totally new museum.
So tell us about it. What are we going to learn if we go to the museum?
We have plenty of authentic artifacts from the history of Jewish sports and until today. We tell a story that is spanned about 120 years and across the entire world. It's actually a journey from the days that Jewish sports were just, you know, beginning to sprout and to the present day when many Jews are Olympic champions.
So it's not just about Israeli sports people. It's also Jews from around the world.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of who's in there?
Definitely. I'm sure that the American audience, for example, would recognize Mark Spitz's signed swimming cape and the Israelis. We love to see Linoy Ashram's leotard, Yael Arad's Judas suit, and Gal Friedman windsurfer, in which he won the first Israeli Olympic gold medal.
Now, has anybody left you their medal to show there?
There are some Olympic medals from more historic times, but other items from current days, from football and basketball, signed items.
Well, let me ask you another question. I mean, we have the Maccabiah, which is the Jewish Olympics every 4 years, and it sort of celebrates Jewish sports men and women. But why is there a need for a Jewish sports museum?
In our museum, you'll encounter not only, you know, personal stories of sport legends, and definitely not only athletes from Maccabi, but also a collective and national story. The sports reflects the peak moments and crises of Jewish people have gone through since the 19th century until today. It's a very unique museum, and it tells a story of Jewish sport like hasn't been told before until today.
So is it interactive in any way, or is it just displays?
Yeah, it's not only items, not only authentic items. In addition to that, the story is told in many diverse, colorful display means like films and innovative interactive technology. We also have a special interactive room with simulators and games.
That sounds really interesting. What are you simulating, what, to be in a judo match or what?
No, it's not a specific sport. There are some group games and personal games that you can compete with others, or, you know, you need to collaborate in order to win.
It sounds like a really fun place to be. So can you give us some details when we can visit and its location and hours?
Sure. We are open during the weekend for the public as part of Shabbat Israeli. Please go on our website to book your visit because tickets are limited. And during Pesach, we are offering special visit to the museum that includes state-of-the-art escape boxes and interactive room, as I mentioned before. So you can join us solving the great mystery of the lost medals. You can purchase your tickets online or on the premises.
Oh, Reed, that sounds fantastic. And good luck with the new renovated Jewish Sports Museum.
Thank you.